better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly and OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die? Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow. On the show this week, attorneys Joe Good and Mark Leitner, partners in the firm of Laffey, Leitner, and Good. We had them on back on March 16th, and we'll be talking about the January 6th committee hearings just a moment. But first, in a very classic new media way, we're not just a podcast. We're also a live radio show. So those of you listening a few days later, this won't matter as much. Those of you listening right now, this counts. So we're going to tell folks that a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 for northeastern Dane County. For our Madison radio station listeners that are listening, a severe thunderstorm located near Sun Prairie is moving northeast at 70 miles an hour with 70 mile an hour wind gusts, nickel size hail, and a tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. So this is something you want to take seriously. Please do. And as we have any other weather advisories to pass along to any of our live radio audience, we will do just that. Now, to get back, guys, to the main topic at hand, on a much lighter note, our show title this week is I May Have Committed Some Light Treason, in honor of the Jeffrey Tambor line from Arrested Development. Light treason seems to be in heavy rotation around us, from trying to overturn elections to voting obstacles, from turning courts into partisan political arenas to, I don't know, a congressman giving tours of stairways and other weird areas that we now have on tape. There's a lot going on, Kirk, to try to make sense of this week.
Yeah, so we're going to so I had this idea because we've been talking about the January 6th insurrection for forever on this show. And so I wanted to, over the next 3 weeks, while we're kind of going through the national hearings, everyone's listening to those on TV, I wanted to relate them to what was going on in Wisconsin during the same time. So we're going to introduce Joe Good and Mark Leitner, who are the lawyers for the lawsuit that we had against Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald. These guys told the same story that's being told at the national level, but as it related to these politicians and what was going on in Wisconsin. So we're only going to talk about the first two hearings tonight because that's all that we've really seen. But the first hearing was kind of a composite of all the future hearings that we're going to have. We're going to, the next two segments, we're going to talk about first the big lie and how the Wisconsin folks kind of helped tell the big lie in Wisconsin. And then we're going to talk about the overall kind of scheme that had Pence overturning votes. So those are the two things we're going to talk about in this segment. And we'll talk about fraudulent electors next week.
There is just a lot to cover, and we're going to continue to, as you said. But we're also going to keep folks updated along the weather wires as well. There is a tornado warning that has been issued for southeastern Columbia County and northeastern Dane County and western Dodge County. That's in effect until 7:30. At 6:51, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Sun Prairie. So we'll continue to monitor that situation and pass it along. One thing that didn't come up a lot on these hearings, there was supposed to be one. We weren't even sure we were going to do a show today. That was before Mother Nature got in here. But that was because there was scheduled to be one today, which had gotten moved. And there's been a lot of speculation on why it is. And personally, I think part of it is that we're still waiting. Today was one of the days that the U.S. Supreme Court released decisions. And I don't think the committee wanted any Roe v. Wade, decision making to get in the way as well. So we'll have some more completely baseless speculation on just about everything in the news coming up right after this break. You're up north.